Yeah. I guess I'm on my dying shit. Somebody gotta do it. Look, no more interviews. I'm not talking about this on a song, feature, interlude. Reporting live from Hawaii with my girl, I bought sand at the beach. Working on vacay in the booth, sand on my feet. I'm from the ground up like a ground ball play. I'm coming from the underground like it's Groundhog's Day. I'm talking so underground, and when I talk about Jay nigga, I might mean Jay Dilla. RIP real niggas. Lately I only do the shit that inspire me. Lately niggas treat the shade room like a diary. Oh yeah, is that what you heard? Believing everything you hear without confirming it first. And you know the funny thing about it is, my ex wanna write a tell-all. Fucked up thing about it is, she ain't even tell-all. Like how I introduced her to meditation, positive thinking. In the book she probably reading daily rotation. I learned when people lie you not to return the favor. So I won't get you embarrassed, I won't tell them all the other parts about you that's plastic. This my last time putting my ex in a song, even though the last one was triple platinum. I'd rather put that energy into what's worth having. Like how I got a platinum album with no solo tour. Niggas say it's over for me, I go overboard. Back against the wall like my poster, but I'm the poster boy. Not from the city if you let they tell it. Greatest rapper of all time if you let Ye tell it. You ask me, I don't got the resume of but shit. I can't go bar to bar for niggas who talking off and getting egged on by A&Rs. So soon as your shit falling off, they walking off. And if you rappers diss us and ours, just know that you dead and you know it. My career been moving perpetual motion. I'm not impressed with the whoop-de-whoop, I don't know who's who. And I can't pretend like I'm hip to it, no hula hoop. And I can't lie like I like this shit like I usually do. And I'm just not impressed by you niggas rapping fast. We sound like one big asthma attack, but trash when I'm rapping it back. Who you put in your top five and claim they the savior of rap? So many friends turn to enemies, they frenemies. I don't know why I act like I'm surprised or it's offending me. I'm saying no, I should've learned from Hov and Dame, from Stunner and Wayne, Cuddy and Ye. What happened to our family ways though? When I put you on that song with Nas, you had told me that you was forever grateful. And now we brothers. So it hurt to hit the internet to find out that me and you don't fuck with each other over a miscommunication that probably could be fixed with a 5-minute conversation. I'm still praying for you though, I guess I charge it to the game. How much it costs? Around 2088. Going off like Kobe when he wore the crazy eights. All y'all niggas looking like my kiddos wearing babe. Shot my first video in the Harajuku store with Nigo in the background. That's a picture you can't take. Yeah, well, Hype Williams directing each take, and God directing each step that we take. I'm a king, a legend, man, you niggas ain't worthy. 10 years in and a nigga still under 30. I'm feeling like an old man that failed in life, got reincarnated to do it all again right. So I'm treating every second like it's an investment. Time is money, every second I'm collecting. Don't ask me no stupid questions. Are you still signing Ye questions? No Roc Nation questions or who I'm dating questions. Look, no more interviews unless you wanna talk about the music or something that has a different view. And not the shit that's getting the hits and views. Words misconstrued with no credit, but you niggas approved. My mistakes are my biggest professors. I'm learning life lessons. I realize it ain't what you have, it's what you feel. That's what true success is. I am the one-on-one. After me, there's no successor. Done.